good morning, Lee.
It would have been fun catching up to 90-year-old Lyle Sharman during the week.
Yeah, I got a call from Emmerdon Park saying that they had a resident who was turning 90, which is a pretty impressive feat. Talked about, you know, everything that happened in his life, where he'd been, where he'd worked. He was pretty excited to tell me that he's worked in 18 different places, which is a pretty good effort, you know. I like to hear about people who work a lot of different jobs and get a lot of different experience, and it was just kind of good to see, to talk to him about a lot of that stuff.
So you can learn from so much there, Isaac, too, and the mind's still in pretty good shape.
It was awesome just to sit with him and kind of talk it through with him. It's always a pleasure when you get to, you know, sit down and really hash out something like that and talk to someone about all the life experience and the things they've learned. So, yeah, really value that experience. It was a good time.
Sounds like a living treasure. Lyle Sharman, one great local. Speaking of treasures, Highfield Historic Site has been the recipient of a number of furniture items and other period pieces in recent times.
So the original inhabitants of the Highfield Historic Site, which is obviously in Stanley, I think they're called the Fords, when they left, they took a lot of their furniture with them. Obviously, they own the furniture, they don't have to do that, but it was kind of passed down as a family heirloom for a while, and it's been returned to the site to be put on display, which is really cool. So obviously, Highfield already has a lot of those rooms intact and stuff like that, and now they'll just be a little bit more authentic with the actual furniture that was there. I think it was in the early 1800s, so yeah, pretty cool.
And in the sporting pages, you've got some hockey, but also junior basketball.
So junior basketball was probably the biggest winner in Circular Head this week. The under-14 boys took out the championship. They were down by 2 points with a minute or so to spare, and Nash Walker, who's just a bit of a natural leader down there, he's really, really good with the boys, and he's good at making sure everyone gets a fair go. He hit a three-pointer with not long left, and they emerged victorious. The under-12 boys also claimed the first shield. This year, the junior basketball has changed and has two different divisions. The second division, the lower one, has a shield rather than a championship, and they took it out, which was really, really good to see as well. In the under-22s basketball, the women have their first win of the year. They also struggled. They've been struggling for a number of years. Last year in the under-22s was really, really tough. The under-18s was tough, so to see them actually get a win at home was really awesome. A lot of the girls were involved with that. They really lifted and got behind each other and got over the line, which is just so good, so important to see, and hopefully that team can stay together and continue to develop. The boys have won 4 on the trot now, which is really, really good. They're now, they've had a lot of home games, though. They've lost to Wynyard and Penguin, which are probably the two best teams in the comp. Lost to them at home, so they have to play them again away before the end of the season, but looking good to, you know, finish in the top four and hopefully play finals. The hockey is not quite such a happy story over the weekend. The under-17s on Friday night played really well. They won 8-0 in the preliminary final to go through to the grand final against Baptist. They're undefeated all year except against Baptist, to whom they've lost twice, so it should be a really interesting final. I spoke to the coach, Craig Dwyer, and he said that there's kind of been a bit of a massive gap between Baptist and the rest of the competition, aside from Smithson. Smithson's gone kind of close. I think they lost 2-0 and then maybe 1-0 or something like that in the other game. I can't quite recall at this exact moment, but they should go pretty, pretty close.
And you can read all about it in this week's copy of the Circular Head Chronicle, which is available right now for $1.70, serving Circular Head for 114 years. You have a great day and a great week, Isaac, and we'll touch base with you again same time next Thursday morning.
No worries there. I'll talk to you then.